Hey all, thanks for tuning in to Being Human is Weird. Today it's just me, Abby, and I'm here with another installment of our Real Talk series. Today we're going to be talking about how easy it can be to fall prey to all of the promises that Big Fitspo sends our way. Join this 6-week challenge, lose 30 pounds, change your life, take this pill, drink this shake, do this 30-day detox, use this tea, have pickle juice when you wake up in the morning, time your caffeine intake, take a cold shower to boost your metabolism. Well, that one, the jury's out on. But anyway, if you have access to the internet or you've used any type of social media, you've probably heard at least a million buzzwords, you've seen the ads, you've seen the promises, you've thought about doing them. Maybe you've purchased some things and you thought, gosh, I did that a couple years ago and it really worked for me. I should go back to that. Honey bun, if it really worked, you wouldn't have to go back to it, right? So we're wanting to change our habits sustainably. We've done episodes on a few of these buzzwords. We just recently did one on intermittent fasting. So those are kind of more for information. All of the things that I'm going to talk about, if you feel it's right for you, or you feel it's going to benefit you in some way, or you're not ready to give up experimenting and hopping into the lifelong habits because they take a while, that's okay. I'm not trying to discourage you from that. I just am kind of trying to discourage you from that. So, you know what? Let's call it what it is. But you got to do what you got to do, and that's totally fine. So a couple of things that have been kind of out and about recently are these promises that like green tea will change your life. You don't have to do anything different, but green tea will change your life. It'll help you rev your metabolism. You'll start losing weight or do keto. One of my friends had good luck on keto, but then they stopped and they gained all their weight back, or paleo or intermittent fasting. So all of these diets, while they may have a place, it might just not be something to try right offhand unless you feel very strongly about it. We blame our metabolism. We blame chemicals. We blame different oils. We think, oh, if I just don't cook with butter, then maybe. Or, yeah, I'm starting to notice these symptoms. My metabolism is all screwed up since 20 years ago I did this. This is kind of where the real talk comes in. You're probably less active than you were before. You're probably sitting at a desk more. You're probably more stressed, getting less sleep. So all of the basics that we need to get back to are thrown off, and we just want to blame something else. Maybe it is something else. And if you feel seriously that it may be, this is a good time to talk to a doctor about it. So don't get me wrong. Like I said, all of those things probably do contribute to something that's going on. But I feel very strongly about getting the basics down before going to something that would be considered more extreme, or spending a lot of money on these products, or doing these 30-day detoxes, those sorts of things. I wish so badly that there was a magic pill that we could just take. Well, okay, there is, but this one is very hard to swallow for most of us. There isn't going to be this magical Monday where everything just changes. Maybe there is, but the chances are pretty low. Life happens, and life is going to continue to happen, and things that are out of our control are going to continue to pop up. We're not just all of the sudden going to have this extra hour. So we can say after our vacation, after the kids get out of school, after work slows down, after sports season is over, then I'm really going to XYZ. And you may, and this is probably one of those things where it's, you know, imagine in our head we'll have this motivation that just lasts for the next 40 years, or all of this to say that life happens and making tiny changes is going to be kind of the magic pill that we have to take, is slow and steady, small steps. I know that I sound kind of like a Pinterest post when I say stuff like this, but just imagine if 1 year ago you made the decision to start getting 5,000 steps a day, and now you were at 10,000 plus weightlifting a couple times a week. Or you decided to start incorporating one vegetable a day, and now you were at 3 or 5, and you're feeling good, you're energized. A year seems like a long time when we've been promised these products to work efficiently in 2 weeks or, totally change our life in 2 weeks. But now that we know it's been a year and it hasn't happened, maybe starting now is the right choice. Maybe it's not, maybe it is. By next Memorial Day, if you decide to change one, two, or three of the basics, nail them down, you will be unrecognizable. Start with one or two of these things, and then, like I said, once you've nailed it, add another or just improve the one or two that you're currently on. Let me get off my soapbox and we'll talk through the basics. These are things that won't come as a surprise to anybody, but I just like to bring them back up again. Exercise. To start, move for 10 or 15 minutes a day and then build from there. But that's the goal. That long and lean look that we're all after does come from things like lifting weights or resistance training in some form. It can be Pilates, but just weight-bearing exercises and adequate protein, which we'll talk about in a second. Not killing ourselves on an elliptical, going to 100 spin classes, getting our ass kicked at Orange Theory Fitness, whatever it may be. It does come from lower intensity weightlifting and getting steps in and protein. So just something to consider. Pick 2 or 3 days this week and go for some sort of walk or do a 10-minute YouTube video. Something that isn't crazy. It just helps you start building the habit of getting movement in and prioritizing that time so that eventually you can have some sort of routine in place. If you don't, you can aim for getting 1,000 extra steps than what you currently are getting in a day. The second thing that we probably all knew was going to come up is nutrition. This is a really hard one, but the goal is to get 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, enough water, enough protein, and then having what we want kind of mixed in. We want to make sure that we're getting fiber, fruits, veggies, whole grains. It's so wild to me now because when we think of eating healthy, it's considered going on a diet. Eat shit that comes from an animal or the ground most of the time. Have your favorites to fill in the cracks. Things like sheet pan dinners, look them up, or mason jar salads, or stir fries. Those can be a really easy and convenient way and a quick way to get those fruits and vegetables in, veggies. Pick 2 to 3 vegetables next time you grocery shop. Things that you like, broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, cabbage, peppers. Chop them up, throw them with some olive oil, salt, and pepper in either a frying pan or in the oven for 15 to 20 minutes. Stab them with a fork when it comes out decently clean, they're done. And just do that once or twice a week and have them to start one vegetable at dinner 3 days a week if you're not eating any. Adequate protein, if you can shoot for, if you're very low right now, shoot for 100 grams a day and then work your way up until you're around 1 gram per pound of ideal body weight. This is probably the one that I would suggest getting started with if the other two sound awful, is rest, sleeping more. You need 7 to 8 hours, 9 hours if you can. Rest when your body is tired. Rest your brain, give yourself a break, recharge your batteries. This is a great place to focus. And taking time to reduce our stress. If we are not well rested and we have stress and cortisol running through our bodies 100% of the time, it makes it extremely difficult to make any sort of decisions otherwise. A little bit of skincare, just make sure you're wearing sunscreen. make sure you're wearing sunscreen on your face. That's kind of a funny one to add in. I realize that, but we do need to take care of ourselves in those ways as well. Try to do these things eventually, a year from now. If you can do these things daily or as much as you can, obviously vacations, things come up, but just trying to get these basics down is going to be extremely helpful. Like I said, you'll be unrecognizable. So quick recap. Move your body daily, 10 to 15 minutes. Pick a couple days this week to go for a walk or stretch or move your body. Eventually, a year from now, 2 to 3 days lifting some sort of resistance or doing body weight training and getting around 7,000, 7,500 steps in a day. That's the ultimate goal for exercise. That'll keep you living until you're 100, as long as you're nailing the other basics as well. Remembering to get fiber in, fruits, veggies, whole grains as you can, and around 100 grams of protein a day at least. Resting 7 to 8, 9 hours when your body's tired, wearing sunscreen, socializing, de-stressing, and just picking one or two of these to focus on for now, doing it a couple days a week, and when you're ready, increasing. You got this. I believe in you. If you need us, we are here for you. If you are with us and believing being human is weird, then like, subscribe, share, all of those things that the kids are doing. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Being Human Is Weird. That's where we're going to be sharing resources, inspiration, and news about our podcast.
And we would love to hear from you. So slide right into our DMs with questions, comments, and what you'd like to hear more of. And thank you so much for listening, Weirdos.